pro-democracy movement started here. It went on for 79 days. It stayed mostly peaceful. It didn't achieve anything.
Fox's Greg Palcott. This is the 17th week of demonstrations as protesters seek autonomy from China. America is listening to Fox News.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Barn. I got some big news I need to get out to let you know that Randall Bramlett, that show has been canceled this Sunday. That's right. There will not be a show. Randall got in touch with me, had a little minor medical procedure, and he won't be able to make the trip down here Sunday. But you can still get down here this weekend, enjoy some good fresh seafood, watch the ball games with us. We got plenty of TVs for you, and we're cooking up good old hamburgers, ribeye steaks on the grill. How about some amberjack? Oh, I believe we're smoking some salmon this week. Got some, man, if you hadn't tried our smoked salmon, we got a nice marinade we do with it. It's really good eating. Let's talk about Sunday afternoon. Since there won't be a show this week, I'll go ahead and tell you that next Sunday, the Chris O'Leary Band will be here. That's right. First timer for Chris. Man, the guy was a front man for Levon Helm's band for years. He's got a lot of tradition in the blues, and he'll be here Sunday at 5 o'clock. So we're already excited about next week. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We'll be looking for you to get down here this week and next week. See you soon.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but this string of record high temperatures is going to go on and on for several more days. Meanwhile, the rain prospects continue to be terrible as the drought continues to worsen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day. Upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected. That'll be the fifth day in a row. Rain chances just about as close to zero as you can get. Monday is the last day of September. Upper 90s again, another record high. And in fact, I think we'll see record highs for the first 3 days of October, at least, maybe more. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Bedell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It must be real. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, a man really struggling to deal with the mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's program. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It's very important that all of you out there know that I really am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, which makes life a little different and, in a word, unrewarding. It doesn't have to be that way for you, though. Put on the armor of God and swim against the current of the world. It's very important. Put on the armor of God and swim against the current of this world, because this world is evil, folks. Tonight in the Blue Water Studios, there's three of us. From my left to right, we have my friend and brother in Christ, Jason Johnson. Say hello to the folks, Jason.
Hello to the folks, Jason.
Well done, well done. I'm glad you're here, my brother. And of course, without further ado, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. You know him, you can't bust him, and you just can't live without him, folks. The incomparable Postman. Welcome, my friend.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Jason.
Oh, you totally threw me off, man.
Good to be here once again.
There you go. I love that. It is good to be here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Better to be seen than viewed, as they say. Now, here's the important stuff, folks. Listen up. Very important. Do not believe a single thing you hear on this program, because it's not our intention to convince you of anything. It's not our desire to talk you into anything, and it's certainly not our job to forcefully awaken you to the truth. All three of us feel compelled to lay it all out there, and you can do what you wish with it, but you've got to hear the truth. That's part of it. Now, my daddy always said, something freely given to you will never mean as much as something you have to work and toil and have sweat equity in to attain, and that is so correct. But the thing is, that's correct in any and all situations. If it seems too good to be true, it's too good to be true. What you need to do is you need to figure your own methods out, to do your own research, and never, ever, ever listen to someone who claims to have all the answers. Because trust me, no one does. No human being, anyway. There's only one, Christ. He's the only one that knows it all, because he is God in human form. And speaking of that, have you ever thought about why God allowed part of himself to be born into a human being? Well, when you think about it, as I have many, many times, it makes perfect sense, because Yeshua, Jesus, he's like our defense attorney in the court of heaven. God himself sits as the judge, and the DA is that disgraced former VP of Creation Incorporated. We know him as Satan. He was formerly known as Lucifer. And his goal is to indict all of us and send us back with him to hell. Well, we're told that God cannot stand a speck of sin in his presence, right? So how can we even have a chance of a hope, a speck of a hope to enter the kingdom of heaven? Because Christ spent over 30 years in this frail wrapping we call a human body, and he willfully experienced everything we humans could possibly experience, the highest of highs, the lowest of lows, from elation to suffering, and I mean ultimate suffering. He did this so he would know what he was talking about when he pleads our case before his Father, God. See, he knows what temptation feels like. He knows what lust feels like. He knows what all the seven deadly sins feel like, because he experienced these emotions in the body of a human. You know, we talk about a lot of stuff on this program, but I hope and pray that all of you see the big picture, and that's good versus evil, because that narrative is about to play out on a world stage in a way like never before. Folks, it's past time for you to choose whom you will serve. Fence riding time is long over with. With so much evil in the world, it is time for we Christians to take a stand for God. Do you remember the story in the Bible where Christians that were persecuted, that were put in jail for praising God? Well, they left jail celebrating because they felt they were deemed worthy of persecution because of God. Now, that is a model of how we all should be. It's not easy, and I certainly can't do it. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress, but that's what we should shoot for. Okay, before we get into the meat of the program tonight, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours for 4 hours every Saturday night. Thank you very much. As far as a nightly program, I don't think it's going to happen because I think Health and Wealth is going to take that hour, which is cool. I mean, it's a business, and I understand that. With Barron leaving, and that freed up some money, and then hopefully Rick can sign Health and Wealth. That'll free up some more money, and that'll kind of open up Blue Water, and that'll allow us to stay, you know, fat and happy and blowing and going, and we'll get everybody gets to stay on the air, and we all get to come in every day. Well, once a week for us, but you know what I'm saying. It's very important that this small little independent series of stations stays on the air. It's very important. Every week, it seems like Postman says, when this stuff finally hits, hopefully we'll still be on the air telling everybody. And I hope that's the case. But the only way that's going to happen is if you go to the sponsors of this program, the sponsors of this station, and spend your money with them to keep this station going in the black, as they say. Very important. All right. We're going to hit our first short three-minute break, folks. If you'll please hold your calls till we get to, I don't know, maybe the second hour, maybe the third hour. We'll see how it goes. And we'll kind of go from there. Again, my name is Terry Adams, Jason Johnson in the studio, and of course, the Incomparable Postman, and we will be back in three very, very short minutes.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi folks, Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tuesday, October 1st, you can hear one full hour of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest at 6 p.m. One full hour of fun and some great financial advice. Tuesday, October 1st on News Talk 93.1.
I love that bass line. That's a great bass line. Welcome back to the program. DHS Secretary Kevin, I guess it's McAlenon, declares white nationalists as the new terror threat for our country. The post-constitutional system the U.S. government created in the wake of 9/11 to supposedly go after those nasty, mean old Muslims in far-off lands, you know, the ones that knocked down the Twin Towers, That's now slated to be used aggressively on Americans, and the leftists are absolutely giddy. From Vice, DHS finally recognized white nationalism as a major terror threat. Department of Homeland Security is finally officially recognizing white supremacist terror as a national threat security, as a major national security threat in the United States, a threat that's coming from the inside. Now, that makes me so mad. I posted a picture on Clearing the Air of all the mass shooters. If you count the mass shooters up, and I think there's 60 or so of them, there's like three white people in there. Three. So why is that a threat? This is all total BS. Just like the attack on Trump, they're going to take him out of power. And, you know, I used to talk about that and say if they want a civil war, this is one way to bring it about. I don't believe that anymore. I don't think people have the wherewithal to stand up even in a civil war. I think people are so asleep, so apathetic, they're going to look to the news, and the news is going to come off with some BS like, well, this inside terrorist group that the government has uncovered is now fighting the government in the streets, where it's actually going to be the Patriots. If you listen to mainstream media, you're going to get so confused because they're lying to you, folks. The media is totally, totally treasonous. They're controlled.
Yeah, I was actually wondering today, you know, when I was out doing my work, I was thinking, you know, where will the next Lexington and Concord be, you know, and who will be the Patriots that will actually assess the situation, and who will have the audacity, the wherewithal, the guts to actually make the call to fire that shot heard around the world for a second time, you know.
It's coming.
Yes. It is coming.
Well, you know, Postman, we're about the same age. Jason's a little younger than we are, but when I grew up, and I've said this before, Vietnam was still going when I was in high school, and I was the only one of all my buddies that said, I'll protect my country, I love my country, I'll go to war. If they need me, I'll go. That's how naive I was. And I grew up thinking, America, we're the good guys. We're the policemen of the world. We're the ones, we always do the right thing. Everybody else, anybody that goes against us must be evil because we're good. And I got to tell you, it's heartbreaking to look at the truth and see what this country has become, because this is not the America I grew up in.
No, and I actually found that out in the late 80s, early 90s.
Way ahead of me. Way ahead of me.
No kidding. Yeah. That was when my eyes started opening up. I mean, it was like 30 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
And I was seeing some things were coming before me that was too scary to actually talk about, you know, with my wife and all the rest of the people that were around me, because they thought I was crazy at the time.
Yeah, you got to be careful who and what you say.
Yeah, and the only thing I was doing was just gathering information myself, you know, trying to find out what you know, what was behind this, what was behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've mentioned on a program before that when 1996, when the European Union was founded, I said, oh my goodness. I said, here we go.
Yep.
Here we go.
Horns.
Yep.
Yep.
So, and that was it for me. I said, I've got to actually keep up with what's going on from now on. Because this is it.
See, I was so naive, and I posted the story about the burning of the flag, the Russian flag, back in, I think, 82 or 83, I forget, when I was working at the state, and with KAL 007, I think, was the number of the plane. Korean airliner got shot down by the Russians, and there were all these, there was this protest they had on the steps of the Capitol where they were going to burn a Russian flag. So I just kind of wandered over there on my lunch break, and next thing you know, they stick a flag in my hand and I'm burning a Russian flag. And it was supposedly done by this group called Americans Against Soviet Aggression. I did all that, got interviewed. This was my 5 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever, of fame. I got interviewed by, I think, API, UPI. That was really the only big things out there at that point. When I went back to work and was telling my buddy Chris, who's a little bit older and a lot wiser than I was, about it, he said, what did these protesters look like? And I said, you know, had on button-down shirts. And he said, what kind of hair did they have? Well, they had short, you know, crew cuts. He said, those were probably officers at Maxwell. This was all a setup. I said, what? No, man, ain't no way. So like an idiot, I waited and waited and waited for Americans Against Soviet Aggression to call me and invite me to their next meeting. That's how naive I was. You know, but that was all a setup. There's no telling how long they've been doing this kind of stuff. Because what they're doing is they're molding our perceptions to fit a certain narrative. That's what they do. And something else hit me today, television programs. I don't think it really matters how good a TV show is. They want TV shows that will point everyone towards the narrative that they're selling. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All the TV shows.
I notice it every time I see a commercial.
Yes.
I notice it every time they have a political moment.
Yep.
or anything on the internet, you know, when they're talking about that.
I've noticed that there's not a new series out there that doesn't have some kind of gay scenes in it.
Yes. I remember back in the 80s, some of these cheesy movies that would come out, and they would always have a gay character who was, I mean, flaming gay. And I'm like, why did they have to add that character?
Yeah.
They were getting us ready.
Yeah, they have that on just about every Disney program now.
Yes, exactly. Jason, when did you wake up? How did you wake up?
Oh, goodness. This is back late 80s, early 90s. There was a guy, I knew him as Mac. He was very in tune with things like that. And he had me questioning everything when he was talking about taxes were voluntary. And,
true.
And that we've all been duped. And that,
yep.
That the people that are in power are not upholding their oath of office.
True.
And they're taking our rights away. And
he was right.
First, I thought he was crazy until I started reading up. And the more books I got and delved into it,
That's the key. Yeah. It's education. Educate yourself. Yeah.
You don't need books now. Everything's on the internet. But back then, I mean, that Commodore 64 didn't offer a whole lot of help.
I had one of those.
You had to get some floppy disk and wait and listen to it make all that noise.
Yeah,
it was crazy. But
it's funny you say that because I'm looking at a newly leaked document from the FBI's field office in Phoenix. Labels people who theorize about conspiracies as the new domestic terrorism threat.
Yep.
So we're all a threat to the system. And actually, we are a threat.
Going back to what you were saying earlier about people won't take up arms.
Yes.
And defend,
some will.
Defend
a
our
few
country.
Will.
Yeah. Well, case in point, you had the thing with Waco, Texas, where they burned alive 80-something people.
Mm-hmm. Women and children.
And then you had the Ruby Ridge incident where they shot...
Infant child and a woman.
Infant child, yeah.
And a mother
and
holding
wife.
A child.
Yeah, completely unarmed.
Yes.
And that's just, it's sick. But, you know, I was old enough, I probably could have gone up there and stood on the front lines. But no, I just sat there and watched it unfold on TV. And of course, their narrative was, you know, trying to say that, you know, they were bad people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was a molester, he was a pedophile and all this, which was total BS.
Yeah, and the Randy Weaver thing, the only thing that he did was sawed off a little bit too much of a shotgun because a FBI informant asked him to and kept on until he finally did it.
Set him up.
So, yeah, and he lost his whole family over that.
Yep. He wound up suing and winning, but is that going to replace Debbie Weaver?
It will never replace the people you lost.
No, it won't.
In the torment and torture and of watching it unfold.
Sad, isn't it?
And just standing his ground like that, you know, in the face of all that adversity.
Yeah.
But
well, I don't know if either one of y'all have seen the movie Waco that was Independent Press produced it. It's got some excellent footage. It uses FLIR, forward-looking infrared, to show the tank firing the flare into the building that it had just filled with very flammable and explosive cyanide gas. The tank is what set the building off. The government did this. They crashed through, filled the building with cyanide gas, and then lit it off. I mean, there's no doubt. You can see it with your own eyes on the video. But, of course, they deny all that. But that's you get the... Schumer, the scumbag, he was head of that. When they started asking questions and the truth started coming out, Schumer stopped the whole proceedings. They know what they're doing. This move to call people like me and my two buddies here conspiracy theorists and we're a danger, that's what they're trying to do is prevent the truth from getting out. That's what they're trying to do, folks. It's nothing short of that. And that's what they're going to do. I'm sure before long they're going to take down my YouTube channel again, probably take down our Facebook Clear in the Air site because they're going to say everything's a conspiracy. Well, it's not. Do your own homework, folks. That's all you got to do is do your own damn homework. It's not rocket science. This stuff is happening. What Trump is trying to do, purportedly trying to do, is to get our country back. Our country has been taken over. Trump's trying to get it back. Now, whether he's going to succeed or not, I don't know. But he is such a danger to these people. I'm talking about the deep state. If Trump stays in office and he starts showing us everything that's going on behind the scenes that these Democrats are doing, and Republicans too, by the way, the Democrats and Republicans are so afraid that it's going to be enough that it's going to push the momentum to where we're actually going to remove them from power. I don't think they have anything to worry about. I don't think the people were capable of that. But we still need to know the truth, and they don't want us to know the truth.
Oh, no. That's the whole thing about the impeachment over the Ukraine call.
It's ridiculous.
It's because it's bringing out the truth.
Yes.
And they do not want that coming out. I'm sure it implicates much more than just Biden.
Oh, absolutely it does. You know, the Ukraine scandal with Biden is just another long line of scandals that we were never... Think about this. We would never know any of this had Hillary Clinton been elected. The surprise election of Donald Trump has thrown so much light on the dark underbelly of Corruption Incorporated, also known as Washington, D.C., that one can scarcely keep up with them as they keep rising to the surface. And folks, I hope y'all all understand this is not limited to the Democrats. It's a Republican thing, too. As you may recall, during his election, Trump went up against not just the Democrats, but the established Republicans as well. They didn't want him in office. Now, why do you think that is? Because he's an outsider? Not really, because they knew if he got in there and started doing the right thing, that everything they had been doing would come to light, and that's what's happening.
And they're all guilty.
They are guilty. But nothing's going to happen to them because they own the justice system. That's what just infuriates me. Who's going to prosecute these people? Nobody, because they're all part of it. You know?
Keep in mind, they say that the Book of Enoch is not canonical, but it says exclusively and specifically that the wicked will be removed. So, at some point in time, and that was written, you know, for
our generation,
our time, our,
yes,
our generation.
That's right.
And it says specifically that they will be removed. And the thing is, it looks like it's about to happen.
Well, they're panicking over something. Something's really got them up in arms. And I don't think it's just us knowing, because look at what we already know. Look at what we know about Hillary Clinton. She hasn't been indicted, much less arrested. You know, we already know all this stuff that she should be hung for treason, but nothing. So I think it's something deeper, and maybe you just hit on it, Postman. Maybe they know that it's coming, and it's not coming from mankind. It's coming from elsewhere.
Yes.
And that's what's got them freaking out.
Worlds are about to converge. Other worlds are about to converge on this one. Other dimensions are about to converge on this one.
The veil is tearing.
Right.
I see it.
The veil is actually tearing.
It is.
And there's several posts that have been made on YouTube about this,
and mm-hmm. I made some of them.
And if you want to see something really strange looking, compare a three-dimensional cube with a four-dimensional cube, and then compare that one with a fifth-dimensional cube. So, kind of compare those three together, And just think how much things are going to change, you know, once the veil is lifted, and we get an upgrade. I mean, just give it some thought after you do your research.
Yep, and we'll continue this because we really need to dive deeply into this as soon as we get back from this break. You're listening to Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, Jason Johnson in the studio, and the incomparable Postman. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Barn. Got some big news I need to get out to let you know that Randall Bramlett, that show has been canceled this Sunday. That's right. There will not be a show. Randall got in touch with me, had a little minor medical procedure, and he won't be able to make the trip down here Sunday. So, but if you can still get down here this weekend, enjoy some good fresh seafood, watch the ball games with us. We got plenty of TVs for you, and we're cooking up good old hamburgers, ribeye steaks on the grill. How about some amberjack? Oh, I believe we're smoking some salmon this week. Got some, man, if you hadn't tried our smoked salmon, we got a nice marinade we do with it. It's really good eating. Let's talk about Sunday afternoon, since there won't be a show this week. I'll go ahead and tell you that next Sunday, the Chris O'Leary Band will be here. That's right. First timer for Chris. Man, the guy was a front man for LaVon Helms' band for years. He's got a lot of tradition in the blues, and he'll be here Sunday at 5 o'clock. So we're already excited about next week. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We'll be looking for you to get down here this week and next week. See you soon.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news for you, but this string of record high temperatures is going to go on and on for several more days. Meanwhile, the rain prospects continue to be terrible as the drought continues to worsen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day. Upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected. That'll be the fifth day in a row. Rain chances just about as close to zero as you can get. Monday is the last day of September. Upper 90s again, another record high. And in fact, I think we'll see record highs for the first 3 days of October, at least, maybe more. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Now, I believe that the reason they're trying to get Trump out of office is because those in power are essentially looting the treasury of these United States of America, plunging us further into the financial abyss where we can never recover. See, this is what they want. Now, Greg mentioned this Thursday, since when did loving one's country make you a bad person? The media likens nationalism to racism, which is wrong. The obvious reason for this is that the media, as I said before and I've said so many times, is totally controlled and treasonous. Now, I've been saying this since day one. The ones who own the modern mainstream media are all globalists. They're Luciferian psychopaths who want nothing more than the outright destruction of the sovereignty of these United States of America. Look, it's simple. For their new world order to succeed, America, as we know America, must die. Now, Obama called it a fundamental transformation. Call it what you want, but they kicked God, and that's all caps, out. And now they want to enjoy the fruits of their, if you want to call it labor. Just like ancient Israel, and I keep bringing this up, but man, the parallels are creepy. Ancient Israel, they kicked God out, and immediately that vacuum was filled by Baal, B-A-A-L. Baal worship, things that were formerly hidden in the dark suddenly became out in the light, and before long, they weren't just tolerated, they were mandated. That's what we're seeing now. When a baker can get sued for not making a cake for a homosexual couple, that's wrong. That's mandating homosexuality. That's where we're headed, folks. If Clinton had got elected, that would probably already be the case. But see, here's the deal. High-ranking politicians of both parties must destroy Donald Trump lest the truth of who they really are come out. That's as plain as I know how to put it. All right, before we hit the break, you were talking about the veil tearing. What else were you talking about, Postman? I'm sorry, I can't remember anything. You don't remember either.
Yeah, we were actually talking about unexplained mysteries and
phenomena.
And phenomena, you know, in the sky. And one of them in particular was an angelic. It showed an actual picture of an angelic being. He was traversing the skies over Brazil. It seemed like he was searching for something. I mean, you can actually see his wings, his lower torso, his arms, and what looks like a head on top of his shoulders.
Wow.
And this creature is made out of pure light. I mean, you can actually see it emanating. I mean, it was bright. It lit up the night, you know, as he was traversing the skies over Brazil. Hundreds of people, you know, saw him. Mm-hmm. And seemed like he was in a search for something or whatever, another entity.
Hmm.
Those creatures or those entities have been chronicled in art and in literature, you know, for hundreds of years and
those
maybe thousands of years.
Gargoyles, are they?
No, not this one. Okay. This thing with the size of a 747 hovering over the...
So it's probably one of the things the Russian astronauts saw.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And it was seven of those that they saw.
Wow.
And the way... And one of these artist renditions of a of these celestial beings... There was a bunch of them on a picture that was, I think the name of the picture was Madonna and Saint Giovanni, and it was painted in the 14th century. And over in the skies, you know, you could see what looked like a space vessel or UFO, as people call them. I think that's an understatement. I hate to even use the designation, to tell you the truth.
What, UFO?
Yes. Yeah,
that's not what they use anymore.
No, but anyway, it showed a what looked like a vessel hovering, with the what is torsion field generators powered up, and because you see it, because there was an aura painted around the actual vehicle, the hovering vehicle, mm-hmm. and on the side of the painting, you could see some vector like entities, some light vector like entities. It was like seven of them were at the bottom right of the painting, and also on the cloak of the Madonna, there was also some vector-like beings was painted on there, and these were the same type. And these are some of the things that in some NASA footage they saw some of these on the moon, and some of them around the sun. But in these cases that you see, these were archons. These were most likely fallen angels, and they looked the same way as the benevolent angels, but there'll be a different coloration, you know, in their aura, where a where a benevolent angel, his light will be pure light and pure ambient light. A fallen angel, his aura is toward the amber or fire type of light. So there's a difference. Where they may be the same in stature, but they differ in agenda and power.
Oh yeah.
So so you be the judge. Just take a look at it. And the name of the video is Unexplained Sky Phenomena, and it's on
Skywatch TV.
Media. Yeah, Skywatch
TV.com.
Yes, Skywatch TV.com on the Skywatch Media News.
There's some excellent stuff on here. Also, there's Michio Kaku attended the latest UFO conference. They have these every year. They have them all over the place. And Kaku actually, let me find his quote here. They are of human origin, representing a technology so cutting edge that even leading scientists are puzzled by it. Or, I'm quoting him, maybe they are evidence of an advanced outer space civilization. Now, that's Michio Kaku. That's your mainstream dude right there. That they all turn to. This is amazing what's going on, folks. Yeah, the veil's tearing, and I don't know if you've ever seen, well, I didn't have a video of it. I had pictures of the thing, the winged creature that sat on the roof of the house next to mine. I had some pictures of it. I saw its eyes with night vision, two huge round eyes. So I've got it's called a wicked laser. Back in the day, it was the strongest laser you could buy. They say you can put the point on the moon with it. That's how strong it is. I lit him up with that. And when I painted him with that, he flew. But he only flapped his wings like 2 to 3 times before he cleared the woods, you know, a couple of hundred feet away. Just floop, floop, floop. He's gone. I don't know what it was. It was huge.
It's several species of those. Some of them are, of course, their progenitors are the fallen ones.
Yeah, they're evil.
And those type, like the one you saw, those are terrestrial.
Yeah.
They're terrestrial. They live somewhere on Earth. And one example of that is the entity they call the New Jersey Devil. He's been living in the pine thicket in New Jersey for more than 200 to 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell he's of evil origin, and he looks similar to the rendition of what Baphomet looks like, but this creature has like a horse face. With some parts of his body, like covered with feather-like, fluffy hair, you know, around his appendages, you know,
uh-huh.
And it had cloven hooves like a horse.
Jesus, that's creepy.
Yes, it is.
That's very.
And it was winged. It had leathery like wings.
Yeah, kind of like Nancy Pelosi. That's disgusting. Yeah, it's scary stuff, man. But it's out there. You know, like Bigfoot. You know, when one or two people see something like that, you can dismiss it. But when hundreds and thousands of people keep reporting this stuff, something's going on.
I mean, they've been seeing that entity in the pine thicket in New Jersey it goes all the way back to the 16th century when America was founded.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's hit this short break. This is Clear in the Air. We'll be back in 3 very, very short, agonizing long minutes.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The feedlot in Pike Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Practice hard and you can beat your toughest opponent. Keep pushing and you can beat your best time in the mile. Use your head and you can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. Beating the train is a deadly game, and the train wins every time. That's because any approaching train is always closer and going faster than you think. No wonder someone is hit or killed by a train every 3 hours. Pay attention around train tracks. Always stop for an approaching train. And never, ever drive around lowered gates or flashing lights. It's not only illegal, it'll get you killed. Sure, mad video skills will help you beat your buddies. But don't risk your life and theirs trying to beat the train. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Thomas Jefferson, back in 1788, said, "The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground." Listen to this. You can't make this stuff up, folks. And back in 2018, Senate Democrats sent Ukrainian prosecutors a letter asking them to investigate Donald Trump. This whole Ukrainian thing is just unreal. It's surreal. What's going on? It's obvious. Well, he even admitted it. We've got him, you know, Biden, when he was vice president, basically extorted Ukraine to quit investigating the company that his son was definitely involved in and making a ton of money from. Now they're projecting, which is a psychological term, which means everything you're guilty of, you accuse your opponents of being guilty of. I mean, it's these people are psychopaths, folks. No question, they are psychopaths. It's unreal what's going on. I want to get into this real quick, and I'm sure you, both you fellows, will have some comments on this. But Washington Times article entitled "America Really Did Have a Manchurian Candidate in the White House," believe it or not, this was back in July 1st of 2018 in the editorial section of the Washington Times. And it, let's see, granted, it's not only the Times of Washington and not of New York, but still it signals a major inflection point in the reporting on the man who convinced millions of Americans that he was the Messiah, Barack Insane Obama. The piece is authored by Todd Wood, who is a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy, who was a special ops helicopter pilot, and later spent 18 years trading the emerging market debt on Wall Street. Wood's analysis, written for a recognized news outlet, actually begins the process of vindicating so many sites like ours. Now, this was written by, I forget which one of the sites I go to. Just written by James Dean on Patriot Outlet, I believe. But anyway, begins the process of vindicating so many sites like ours that were labeled as conspiracy nuts and fake news when we reported facts that the mainstream media simply ignored. Such is the power, and folks, I keep saying this, the mainstream media is the most powerful weapon the deep state has. Woods points out the amazingly productive first 17 months of Donald Trump's presidency made the treasonous actions of former President Obama so much more obvious. And I quote, "I am struck by the realization that America really did have a Manchurian candidate in the White House for 8 years. The speed with which Trump has been able to turn things around points to the diabolical depths the Obama administration went to in order to undermine our national strength and our American way of life. All Trump had to do was stop doing things that hurt America." And haven't I said that so many times? It's not what Trump's doing, it's what he's not doing. He's not intentionally hurting the country like every president before him's done. America could then take care of itself. The results are plain as day. However, it will take decades for the Obama damage to be completely undone. The devilishness of the Obama sedition runs deep. Let that roll around in your mind for a bit. All Trump had to do was stop doing things that hurt America. America could then take care of itself, such as capitalism. If the government gets out of the way, repeals all these stupid regulations, all this red tape, you will not be able to stop this economy, which is what they've been doing. Woods then lists a number of Obama policy decisions that in total can only be labeled sedition. He irresponsibly pulled all American troops out of Iraq, knowing that instability would certainly follow. He shackled our military field commanders, making the fight against ISIS unwinnable. President Trump proved this when he took the handcuffs off and defeated ISIS in a few months. He ordered the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi after Gaddafi agreed to give up his nuclear weapons, making Donald Trump's task that much more difficult in getting North Korean Chairman Kim Jong-un to accept the word of an American leader. Obama basically installed the Muslim Brotherhood on the throne in Egypt until the Egyptian military took control back from them. The so-called Arab Spring, the destabilization of the Middle East and North Africa, and Obama's refusal to confront Bashar Assad after his use of chemical weapons all defy any sense of logic. Now, I have to disagree with that. I don't think Assad, he wasn't the problem with the chemical weapons. They were our chemical weapons. Rebels that we trained and we bought and paid for are the ones that did the chemical weapons, not him. It was all done to set him up. It was a ruse so we would have an excuse to kick him out. It didn't work.
That, and they run the pipeline through it.
Exactly. That's what this is all about. It's about that natural gas pipeline.
Yeah.
Because we don't want the Russians to get it. We want it. Also, Obama never passed a budget. He ran up more debt than all of our previous presidents combined. Think about that. He ran up more debt than all of our previous presidents combined. He left the military depleted in both manpower and material. He turned the IRS into a political weapon. He turned the EPA into a political weapon. He turned the CIA, I disagree, the CIA's always been a political weapon. He turned the DOJ into a political weapon. He turned the FBI into a political weapon. He did nothing to stop Russian meddling in our elections. And with trade, he fomented the massive imbalance that left vast areas of our country devoid of jobs and shipped our money elsewhere. He didn't do that. Our country was devoid of any industry because of Trump. No, I'm sorry, not Trump. Bush, Clinton, it goes on back. It's when they shipped everything offshore.
Well, China's supposed to be, by now, China's supposed to be the leading economic power.
Yeah, it's all by design.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He allowed Chinese companies to demand ownership interests in American investments in China, and with it, the transfer of trillions of dollars worth of proprietary technology. That's hard to say. And, of course, there was Uranium One, the transfer of cyber technology to Russia. The coup de grace of anti-American activity was the JCPOA, or to say it another way, the agreement to give Iran everything it wanted, including nuclear weapons and money, lots of money, which it immediately used to further destabilize the region and existentially threaten the only democracy in the Middle East, Israel. The list is almost endless, and because of the speed which Donald Trump turned things around almost entirely without the help of Congress, serves to extenuate just how determined Obama had to have been to destroy America. Oh, absolutely. Oh, this was Right Wing Tribune was the name of this site. Tribune. Right Wing Tribune. Yeah, but you can't put it all on Obama. Obama was just the next cog. This was all set up for him way ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, June Collier, National Industries. You're going to hear this great sucking sound when all the jobs relocate to Mexico. She was absolutely right. They called her a nut for saying it. She was right.
She was right.
Oh, yeah.
It left out the part where he gave trillions to a bunch of, businesses as far as car manufacturers,
the big bailouts.
Housing industry with the banks and all that. Instead of giving it to the people where it would trickle up, and all the same people still would have gotten the money. The car manufacturers would have gotten money as people bought cars. The banks would get money as people would pay off their mortgages or their car loans. The same exact people still would have gotten the money had he gave it to the people that they took it from in the first place.
Yeah, that was the way it was supposed to be done.
Yeah,
They did it exactly the way they planned it.
And people still praised Obama. And I'll never understand this. I've asked them, I said, why do you think they did not give you that money? You know?
Exactly. Well, when Obama got elected, I don't know. It's like everybody went nuts.
They did,
I've got a friend that's president of a bank in a town south of here. I'm not going to say where. He had people coming in there turning in their house payment books. And he's like, what are you doing? She goes, well, Obama's going to pay for my house. He's like, what? Yeah, he's going to, I don't need these anymore. And that's how crazy everything went when Obama got elected.
Well, I'm going to tell you what he did for me. He strengthened my resolve.
Amen. Well, we would not have Donald Trump had it not been for the election of Obama. No doubt about it. But I don't completely trust anyone except my mother and my wife. I certainly don't trust any politician, Donald Trump included. I don't think we can afford to. There's too much at stake now. You know, we need to vet everything and anything.
Yeah, plus everything's on a hair trigger these days.
They're just waiting. And if things are as close as you and I seem to think they are, anything could set this powder keg off. Anything. You agree with that?
Yeah. Didn't the Ukraine ambassador to the U.S., didn't he resign last night, overnight?
I don't know. That's a good question. So. I'll find out, but I don't know.
I think he did.
Oh, no.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, just it's insane when you look at everything they've done and then they turn everything around and everything they've done, they accuse Trump of doing.
Yeah.
It's projection.
Initially, I was thinking that maybe Trump has somebody leak that on purpose just so that they could blow it out of proportion.
He does mess with them. He does mess with them.
And then find out there's nothing to it except for Biden is crooked.
Oh, Biden is so crooked.
Yeah. Because you can't bring that up without the whole Biden thing coming up in it. So that was the whole point of it.
Well,
it's funny how they twist it around, though. Like, Trump's a criminal for asking a criminal to be investigated.
Yeah, and that's how they look at things. Yep. But let's see if we can figure out, what are they doing here? Why are they using Ukraine and accusing Trump of doing something unpresidential and committing sedition? How is that going to help keep Biden off the hot seat? That I don't get, because all that's going to do, like you just said, is open up the whole Ukraine thing.
I don't either, but I think there's more than just Biden behind this.
There has to be.
Well, I mean, for one thing, Biden had help withholding the billions in aid to the Ukraine in the first place, because he doesn't have just the authority to hold it on his own.
Yeah.
So for him to withhold the money until they fired that prosecutor, there were other people involved.
You know, both of those, Iran and Ukraine, are Vladimir Putin triggers. That's all they are.
Yeah, they're puppets of Russia.
And the thing is, and if we go in and you know, do some certain things, you know, either one of those, you know, it could cause a problem with him, probably. Because doesn't Russia have a seaport in Ukraine?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I thought they did.
Yes, Ukraine, that was a hot topic with Russia not that long ago.
And that's why all the Russian subs are stationed there.
That's where the pins are, that's
right. And most of the Russian fleet is stationed there.
So are they trying to take us into World War III?